Saudi Arabia is severing diplomatic ties with Iran after demonstrators stormed its embassy in Tehran to protest against Riyadh's execution of a Shiite cleric. Sheikh Namir al-Namir was executed after being found guilty of terrorism offences. The deepening row between Saudi Arabia and Iran has sparked concerns about a new sectarian clash between the rival powers, which are already involved in conflicts in Iraq, Syria and Yemen. Middle East correspondent Sophie McNeil reports.
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
No!
What do we want?
From Iran to the UK, Pakistan to Turkey, protests continue to sweep across the globe in reaction to Saudi Arabia's execution of Sheikh al-Namir. In London, protesters gathered outside the Saudi embassy to condemn the killing of the Shia cleric.
It's an abomination that a human rights defender in this day and age of human rights can be executed for a crime no other than freedom of expression.
In Tehran, authorities changed the name of the street on which the Saudi embassy stands, naming it Sheikh Namir Street, while the Iranian supreme leader, Ayatollah al-Khomeini, told a gathered audience that Saudi Arabian politicians will face divine retribution.
God Almighty will not pardon those who spill the blood of the innocent.
In the Lebanese capital, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah accused the Saudis of wanting to create further Sunni-Shiite strife around the world.
In Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nigeria, Indonesia, Lebanon, Syria and Iraq, we have to look for the Saudis whenever and wherever there is trouble between Sunnis and Shiites.
Jane Kinnenmont is a senior research fellow and deputy head of the Middle East program at Chatham House in London.
Unfortunately, it's going to further inflame sectarian tensions between Sunni and Shia communities, which have already been on the rise because of the conflicts in Syria and Iraq.
She says the execution of Sheikh Namir wasn't purely an issue of sect for the Saudi authorities, but that will not stop Shia Muslims from interpreting it in that way.
It's rather more to do with Saudi Arabia being a country that does not tolerate political dissent.
The analyst says Saudi Arabia isn't the only one to blame for stirring up sectarian conflict in the region. In recent years, Iran has helped suppress Sunni populations in both Iraq and Syria, a move blamed for helping create radical groups like Islamic State.
In Syria, Iran has backed a government which has treated the Sunni majority of that country violently.
As the proxy wars between Iran and Saudi Arabia spread, violence, death and people fleeing conflict look set to continue in the region and possibly even increase.
So there is a need now for a new international diplomatic process to bring Saudi Arabia and Iran to the table.
This is Sophie McNeil for AM.